Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike Deluk. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike Deluk. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Wertz goes all the way around to score. Jensen moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Ike Deluk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deluk bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Deluk for the out. Button moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball towards left. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Button scores. Schilling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Verhals trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 0 in the game. DeLock hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhaal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Button takes first base on ball 4. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLock for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Button moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Button tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz is hit by the pitch. Schilling moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Pete Runnels pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing center field. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Allison reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Lee now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.